Today is the full moon, and some media outlets are calling it a supermoon. This has gotten out of hand. First, in astronomy, there is no such term as supermoon. It has no actual scientific definition. But a few years ago, some in the media were starting to use the word supermoon for any full moon that was unusually close to us. This was logical. The moon's orbit is not circular, but elliptical, and it even changes shape. So sometimes the moon comes up to 8% closer to us than average. A few years ago, the label was only applied to an extraordinarily close moon, the kind that happens once every few years. Then, some in the media started calling every year's closest full moon a supermoon. And it quickly got worse. Starting in 2014, some called the closest four moons of the year supermoons. That's what's happened today. Some websites, like space.com, say it's a supermoon, even though today is only the third closest full moon of the year, and it's not even particularly close today. Today's announcement is particularly inappropriate because we really will have a supermoon next month. The next full moon after today's, on Sunday night, November 13th, will be the closest moon since 1948. Now that's a supermoon. And we will even have a special program to celebrate it at Mohonk Mountain House that night. Tides will be unusually strong, and media attention will go through the roof, and deservedly so. But you want to know the truth? Even that moon will be only 8% larger than the average full moon, and it will be very hard to see any difference when you look up. If you hold an aspirin tablet against the sky at arm's length, that tablet looks quite small, but it's still almost twice the size of the supermoon. Try it. This revelation of the true, surprisingly diminutive size of the moon in our sky may be so disconcerting, you may need to swallow that pill. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.